It's Texas Standard Time.
Among the dozens of bills Governor Abbott vetoed last week, an attempt to help Texas communities deal with the issue of scrap tires being illegally dumped. The author of the bill, Democratic Senator Jose Rodriguez, he says his constituents are worried about health hazards that are caused by a growing number of illegal scrap tire piles popping up in his district, at least. But they apparently are not the only ones concerned. Kim Jones is a professor and director of the Institute for Sustainable Energy and the Environment at Texas A&M University Kingsville. Professor Jones, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's my understanding you've been spending some time researching this issue, and I don't think I'm alone in saying, at least among our listeners, I don't think I've ever actually, I know that there are these illegal scrap tire piles. I don't think I've ever actually seen one.
Well, usually there's a reason for that. They're out of sight and off the roadway and out of mind, and people will discard their tires into ditches and empty canals. And then gradually the small communities are stuck with collecting these and then putting them in some sort of a pile or a receptacle. And the other part would be there are some rare cases of illegal groups that collect these and stockpile them for a fee.
Here's the thing. I don't think many of us know what happens to our tires once we get rid of them, right? I mean, unless you're changing your tires yourself, they seem to magically disappear once you sign that, you know, tire disposal fee, right?
That's a good point. Where do they go? How are they collected? Where are they stockpiled? How are they disposed of in the end? You're right. A lot of us are in the dark as far as to where do they go and how are they handled. My experience has been quite often responsible communities will chip the tires. And this costs money. It's expensive. And they have them chipped up, and then you can landfill them at that point.
It's my understanding that, at least according to Senator Rodriguez, who put this bill out there, something like 1.5 tires for every person living in Texas discarded each year. So we're talking about 36 million tires, give or take, right? I mean, that seems like an awful lot. I guess I just don't know what the procedure is for getting rid of those tires. And in the dark there, I think, you know, people aren't going to stand up and make this an issue. Certainly if the sites are not visible, if people don't know where these tires are going in the first place, and yet so many of them are being discarded.
Well, it's true that you can't see them, but the effects are wide ranging. You know, there's one issue, as I said, that they really can't be disposed of very safely unless they're chipped up, and that you have the steel belts that have to come out of that. It's quite an elaborate process to cut them down. The second part of that would be they hold water. They're nice little receptacles for mosquitoes and parasites to lay their eggs. And many of these tire legal disposal areas have a mosquito problem.
Well, surely there are rules in place already, right? I mean, as you mentioned, you can't just go and dump your tire. Why aren't these laws working?
Well, I think based on what I've read with the sort of the theme of the bill was to increase a little bit more of enforcement of these rules that are on the books. And so the communities are the ones, sort of the small communities, that don't have these landfills or tire chippers. And I think they're a little bit confused about how they can handle this and what resources they have and that sort of thing. So I think it needs a little bit more attention.
This is a bill that had broad support from the tire industry, as I understand it. And it also had support from local municipalities and from, you know, environmental activists and so forth. So if there is this demand for stricter guidelines, what's getting in the way, do you think?
Well, I think the guidelines that people are calling for is a little bit more standardization. So I think what they want is some things where people can understand the rules, go to them and find them fairly easily. That's why I think the tire manufacturers were supporting this, a little bit of consistency across the board instead of local ordinances have to deal with this and makes very management and enforcement very challenging.
Kim Jones is a professor and the director of the Institute for Sustainable Energy and Environment at Texas A&M University, Kingsville. Thanks so much for speaking with the Texas Standard.
Well, thank you for having me.